at Staples. Now get 20% back in rewards on color presentations, manuals, and copies. Staples, it's pro time. Visit staples.com/20color. Expires 11/4/17. Exclusions apply.
Getting your flu shot at Walgreens is easier than ever. Just walk right in, and there's no cost to you with a $0 copay with most insurance. Plus, when you get a flu shot, you help provide a life-saving vaccine to a child in need through the UN Foundation. Swing by your local Walgreens anytime to get a flu shot and help make a difference. Get a shot, give a shot. It's that easy. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Through August 31st, 2018, for every immunization given, Walgreens will donate 22 cents up to $2 million. Vaccine restrictions apply. Talk to your pharmacist to learn more.
A new device could be coming to an airport near you to help you get through security a lot faster. Here's Chris Barnes.
After testing it for weeks, the Transportation Security Administration has certified 3D carry-on bag screeners built by the Massachusetts-based company Analogic. CNBC's reporting that federal approval means the baggage screening machines can be deployed to airports across the nation. The maker says the machines will speed up the length of time it takes for TSA officers to screen your carry-on bags for weapons or explosives. But they don't come cheap, with each one costing $250,000. I'm Chris Barnes.
President Trump taking another step toward getting tax reform through the Senate. He's going to host a bipartisan dinner at the White House tonight on the topic. The guest list includes three moderate Democrats, Joe Manchin of West Virginia, Heidi Heitkamp of North Dakota, and Joe Donnelly of Indiana. They'll be joined by three senior Republicans. President Trump wants to get tax reform through the House and Senate by the end of the year. USA Radio News.
Allergies, pollen in the air, dogs in the house, mold in the basement. Whatever triggers your allergy symptoms, it can really hold you back. Break through with Allegra 5-in-1 Relief. Allegra works fast, won't make you drowsy, provides 24-hour multi-symptom relief, and it's effective every day. Break through allergies with Allegra. Starts working in 1 hour. Use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
The CDC has issued a warning about a disease you can contract from puppies. Here's more from Mark Mayfield.
The CDC says at least 39 people have contracted Campylobacteriosis, a common infection that can cause fevers and diarrhea. Most recover with no symptoms, but the elderly and people with weakened immune systems are particularly vulnerable to more serious symptoms. A spokeswoman for the company says it has a warranty to protect people from possible illness, while the CDC recommends washing your hands after touching dogs, their waste, or their food.
Sitting down for long periods of time could kill you. Here's correspondent Chris Barnes.
The researchers at Columbia University found that sitting for extended periods of time is a significant risk factor for all causes of death, not just heart disease. The researchers studied nearly 8,000 people aged 45 and older. They recommend getting up and moving every half hour. The study in detail can be found in Monday's edition of the journal Annals of Internal Medicine. I'm Chris Barnes.
Arizona Senator John McCain says his doctors are recommending more targeted radiation and chemotherapy to treat his brain cancer. A statement from McCain's office says he'll maintain a regular work schedule at the Capitol. He'll receive his ongoing treatments at a facility near Washington, D.C. McCain had originally intended to be treated at the Mayo Clinic in Phoenix. His daughter Megan tweeted, "My family continues to fight. My father's a great warrior. Thank you all for your continued support and prayers." USA Radio News.
Hey, this is Joe Peters, and it is Tuesday the 12th. It is early fall, and I'm going to be right back after a few paid commercials.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hot and Hunter in every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hot and Hunterdon provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
So it's Joe Peters. We're going to do real estate matters in a few minutes, but first, they've asked if I could give you the weather forecast for scenic downtown Flemington, New Jersey, and it's pretty easy to do because I pick up this highly technical Android device and read you the weather. So right now it says it's 80 degrees. I don't think it's quite that hot because it's a little bit overcast, but it's not far off. Now it says 76, so maybe it's that's tomorrow. Tomorrow's going to be 76. There's going to be 79 on Thursday, a little bit of rain, some of that storm coming north, and then on Friday it's going to be 79, Saturday 82. So we're coming to the end of fall, and that's good. I'm going to talk about what that means to the real estate site, but we're also done with summer, which is sort of nice. Yeah, you may still have the air conditioning on to get the humidity out of the house, but you don't need it as far as keeping cool. So let me finish out playing a few of these paid sponsored commercials, and we'll be right back.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
¿Sabía que de cada cinco personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, it's Joe Peters again, and we're going to talk a little about real estate. I haven't been on in the last 3 weeks as I was traveling over in, well, Europe, London, north of France, actually over into Berlin, through the whole Normandy area, over to Berlin, and before I went there, I actually went through Brussels because it was there, and I hadn't visited. Quite a delightful city, and came back through Paris, so like 20 nights on a road, and I got to tell you, we were exhausted when we came back. We both went off our low-carb diet to enjoy the pastries and the desserts, and in Brussels, the chocolate candy. Felt that, my God, probably going to have to start the diet all over again. I was surprised to find that with all the walking we did while we were over there doing sightseeing, we actually did lose a few pounds, so it was quite a startling revelation when we got back. But back we are. It's a beautiful, beautiful fall day in Somerset, I should say in Hunterdon County, New Jersey, here in Flemington. And what I'm going to try to do is in the next 40 minutes or so, bring you up to date on what's happening in the real estate market. And as a result of that, we're going to be able to give you a common today overview of just where the market is and what's happening. So let's get started. It is September 12th. Yesterday was 9/11, so today must be the 12th. It's roughly 4:15 in the afternoon, and we are taking a look backwards at the month that just ended, which would be August. And in August, we sold 170 houses in Hunterdon County. 170 houses versus 175 the month before. And by sold, I mean it went under contract. We started with roughly 900-plus houses for sale. We listed another 195. Some expired, some got withdrawn. And in that process, we also sold 170. So that's a pretty good month for this late in the year. It shows that the market is remaining active. But I think the interesting point here is where is that business happening, because it is a bellwether of what's going on in the market today. One of the things we're noticing is that the first time, and then as a result of the first time buyer, the buyer who trades up, we call them a second time buyer or a trade up buyer, are primarily the crux of the market. If we took a look at everything that happened in Hunterdon County over the last month, 75% of our activity was under $500,000. So of 170 houses, all but, 40 were under the $500,000 mark. That's our first-time buyer, typically buying in the 150 to 300, and then the person that sells them that house turns around and probably buys somewhere in the 250 to 400 market, maybe a little higher. It just depends on their economic capability. So we're measuring sales by how many houses went under contract in a given 30-day period, this 30-day period being the month of August. And then we're dividing the total inventory by the amount that went under inventory. So in this case, we have a total inventory of 929 and 171 under contract. You divide one into the other, and we come back with five. That means we have a five-month supply. How does that tell us what's going on? Well, a five-month supply is about average. Somewhere between 4 and 6 months is our stable inventory period. But if, in effect, in that month we had less than 4 months' supply, in other words, we sold one quarter or more of our available inventory, once again, this is under contract, not necessarily sold, well, then we're probably seeing increases in prices. And if on the other side we had more than 6 months supply, which we do in several price points in a lot of towns, then in effect we're seeing some pressure put on prices. We're actually seeing price reductions, maybe sharpening of the pencil as to what the house is being offered, maybe offers coming in a little lower than the seller is typically hoping for. So 75% of our houses under 500,000, leaving 25% above 500, and only 6% of those sales, or 11 sales, were for more than 700,000. So I'm telling you, as a realtor in Hunterdon County with 14 years of experience in this market, it's a very interesting market and active depending on where you are price-wise and where you are geographically. So why geographically? And then we'll come back to price. Geographically, people used to come to Route 31 plus a mile or two, which would put you into maybe Franklin or Union Township, or going north of 78 over into Hampton, or a little bit this side of Bethlehem Township, and stop. That's as far to the east, I should say, to the west as they wanted to go, and then commute back to either New York or wherever it is they commute to in the morning. Somewhere about 10 years ago, that westward movement stopped moving west. And as a result, we're now seeing people come into the 287 area plus a couple of miles, which would be Bridgewater or to the south and the Hillsborough area, and stop. So the further west you are, the more difficult it is to sell a house at any price. And the further up you are above 500, the more difficult it is to sell a house, no matter where you're at. So if you combine the two and say, if you've got a high-priced house to the west of Route 31, you've probably got your hands full in trying to get that house sold. There's just not the market that we once had for it. There is a market, but there's not the market that we once had. So let me just run through a few of these numbers. By the way, the month supply is also called an absorption rate. And why it's called that is because that's how long it would take to absorb the current inventory if no other inventory came on at the current rate of sales. So, for instance, we sold in the 200 to 300, 37 houses or properties last month, 200 to 300K, all towns. And that gave us a 4 month supply. That's good. It's where we want to be. The up to 200, I don't measure much below 200 because we don't have that many properties down there, but that was 4 months. 200 to 300, 4 months. 300 to 400, 4 months. 400 to 500 slows down just a tad, 5 months supply. 500 to 600, 6 months supply. 600 to 700, 10 months supply. So you can see once we get above 600, it drops precipitously. And then when you get into the sevens, the eights, and the nines, you have barely any sales at all. From 701 to 999, we sold exactly seven houses. So out of 170 houses sold, only seven houses sold between 700 and a million. And then when you get above a million, it's a slightly different market. It's what we call our luxury market here in Hunterdon County. And there's always a market for those houses, and they always sell a little on the slow side because we have quite a few of them for sale. But, for example, in a million and up, we had 65 listings. We sold four houses. That gives us 16 months supply. So that's one measurement. What is your price point? The other measurement is where are you located? And this is a very interesting combination because we have to multiply one times the other, so to speak. If you were in the town of Clinton, we had 21 houses for sale. We sold two. That's probably a very popular point, but very minimal inventory. and that gave us an 11-month supply of houses. If you're in Tewksbury, we had 97 houses for sale. We sold 8. That gives us about a 12-month supply. But if you are out in Kingwood, 11-month supply. If you were out in, just looking at some of the others, Milford, one of the river towns, 9-month supply. If you took it Frenchtown Borough, 6-month supply, not bad for Frenchtown. We actually only had one town of all the towns that we've got, Bloomsbury Borough, which spans Hunterdon and Somerset County as far as high schools go. It's all in Hunterdon County. But they had no sales. They had 9 houses for sale. Nothing was sold. So let me go through some of these statistics. 75% of our sales under 500 leaves another 25 above that. And only 6% of those sales were above 700. So 75 below 500, 25% of which 6% are over 700, so 18%, 17%, 19, I can't multiply and subtract, but 19% are between 500 and 700. When you look at the towns, only one area had no sale whatsoever, and that was Bloomsbury. And 7 areas only had 1 or 2 sales: Califon, the town of Clinton, Hampton, Lebanon Borough, Milford, Stockworth, Stockton, West Amwell. And at the same time, there were several usual hotspots: Clinton, Clinton Township, 24 sales between the two. Raritan Township, 26 sales. Reddington Township, 19 sales. Those 3 areas are where, that's our sweet spot. That's where people want to live when they live in Hunterdon County, typically. Sometimes they'll go a little further west to get a better price or a better location. But Clinton, Clinton Township, Reddington, Raritan, that's the sweet spot. And that does about 40% of our business in the last month. On other months, I've seen it being as high as the high 50s, almost 60%. And it's very similar to what happens in Somerset County, because the towns that that touch are where people want to live in Somerset County: Bridgewater, Branchburg, Hillsborough, Somerset, Franklin Township. Very high-end areas there, and we'll talk about that separately. The average new listing coming on the market last month was $488,000. The average sale was $401,000, or 18% less. Now, there's a couple of reasons for this. It's taking right now an average of 66 days to get a house under contract. That's all houses, all price points, all towns for the last 30 days, the month of August. So when you list a house at $488,000, it's probably not going to sell for another couple of months. And what we're selling are the houses that were listed a little earlier in the year. And the price point was, A, a little bit lower, and, B, some of the prices that houses come on are very, very optimistic, and we have to get that price pared down in order to get the house sold. In order to get a true picture, though, you have to take a look at the town that you're in and the price point that you're in within the town. And that then can say, and let's just make one up. Let's say you're in Clinton Township. Clinton Township, in general, is selling houses at 4-month supply. But let's say you're in the price point of $700,000 to $800,000 in Clinton Township. If you use just merely the monthly average for that price point across Hunterdon County, it's a 14-month supply. So you're not going to get a 4-month supply for $700,000 to $800,000, you're probably going to get more like an 8, 9, 10 month supply. And that dictates whether or not your price is going up or going down. A little later in this broadcast, we're going to talk about price increases in the state of New Jersey. But I'm going to tell you, the price increases are only increasing in the houses that are under $500,000. If you're above $500,000, your house is probably holding its value. And if you get much above 7, it's probably diminishing. I don't care where you're at in Hunterdon County. So, what has to happen when you put your house on the market? An agent like myself has to come in and take a look at your house, understand what you paid for it when you bought it, what you've put into it since you've had it, what other houses have sold for in the last 6 months that are similar in size, square footage, acreage, in features, number of bedrooms, number of garages, the date it was built. And we then can take a look and say, okay, you're in Clinton Township, and let's pick a more popular price point, and you're right at $500,000. We probably have 12 more just like you for sale. Pretty easy. And if you're in Clinton Township and you're in the 750s, we probably have a handful of houses for sale. I mean, in the sevens, in the whole township, we only have 54. So I would think in Clinton Township, you probably get six or eight. It's one of our more popular price points. It's a science. It's a science of understanding the town, understanding what's happening in the town, understanding your house, understanding what's happening with other houses that have sold recently, and understanding what's on the market that would compete with your house, because that's very important. A lot of times I'll take a customer ready to sell their house and have them take a look at the six houses they'll compete with and say, maybe we should go out and look at some of these, because your customers are going to. And by that doing that, they can see, A, how the house is staged, B, what's been done to the house, that have newer kitchens and bathrooms, C, what is the impression you get when you walk through the house. Is the house ready to be shown? Is the house looking like it should be shown? Or is the house looking like somebody left for work and didn't have time to straighten things out? That's what's happening in Hunterdon County. Average price point over the last 30 days, $401,000. It's usually around 440, so we're down a little bit. Average time to sell a house, that means get it under contract, 66 days. Not bad. Let's take a look at the same numbers for Somerset County. And the reason I do this, and I know most of my constituency here is Hunterdon County, but the reason I do this, it's our sister county, and there's an interesting kinship between the two counties. And since Somerset County is closer to New York, Hunterdon County has 125,000 people, Somerset County has 275,000 people. Since it's closer to New York, they get more money for their house because it's less time to commute. It's a supply and demand kind of thing. This is where people really want to live, Somerset County. But they'll come to Hunterdon County for two reasons. One, the quality of life. You get more property in Hunterdon County. And two, the price. We're probably 18 to 20% cheaper than the average house in Hunterdon County. In Somerset County, I should say. So if you had a $500,000 house in Somerset County, you probably would get around $400,000 for it in Hunterdon County, but you have twice the acreage. You'll travel another 10, 15 minutes each way. Some people don't mind that. Some people don't have to travel that far, so it's not a big issue. But if you're going to be in Somerset County, you're going to pay $20,000, 20% more on average. So let me give you what happened here. 70% of the sales were under $500,000, leaving only 3% of the houses over $1 million, but because they have so many, it's a big number, and 27% of them were between $500,000 and $1 million. So 70% under five, 27 between five and a mil, and then 3% over a mil. But we have 278 houses for sale in Somerset County, over $1 million. We sold 11 houses last month, and that gave us an average of 2 year supply, 25 months. We have between 9 and a million, 95 houses, really 85, can't even read my printout here, and we sold 15. It gave us six. That's not so bad. They don't get into trouble over in Somerset County until they get up around $1 million. But since I service both Hunterdon and Somerset, I can tell you we're experiencing the same thing at the high end. The high end is just in two different places. In Hunterdon, it's over seven. In Somerset, it's over $1 million. That's a 20% difference, roughly. And at the same time, we see two things happening. A, people don't necessarily make the kind of money they used to make to buy those $1 million houses. And B, they don't have the amount of children they used to have in order to buy those $1 million houses. So there's less of a demand for them. But let's take a look at the numbers in general. The average list price in Somerset County, remember I said the average list in Hunterdon was $488? It's $541. The average sale price in Hunterdon was $401. It's $432 in Somerset. So they're about a 20% difference between list and ask. And their average house is sitting on the market for some 56 days, very similar to us. They've had one area of no sale last month. That was Far Hills. Two areas, Millstone and Rocky Hill, of only two or less. And then they have three hotspots, Bridgewater, Franklin, and Hillsboro. And those three areas together covered 44% of their volume last month. So, once again, I don't care if you're in Hunterdon, Somerset, Morris, Union, Middlesex. We have to take your price point, and we have to take your town. And we have to extrapolate one against the other to come up with what your average sale is in your price point in your town. And based on the historical track of that average number, because sometimes you get an anomaly where in one month you had no sales and the next month you had a whole bunch of sales. But you got to get the average. And once you understand that average, you can understand whether or not your prices are going up or down. That's where it takes an expert. It takes somebody that knows how to do that, knows how to look at your house and what you've put in it, knows how to look at the competition and what they're selling for and what you'll be competing with. And it's fairly straightforward. What I do, and once again, my name is Joe Peters. I'm with Coldwell Banker, is I do a two-part listing presentation. I come out. I get to understand your motivation. I get to understand your house, its dimensions, its size, what you've put into it. And then I disappear for about five working days. And then I come back after doing some homework with a price analysis for your house. Based on what I'm seeing, based on the competition, here's where I think it needs to be priced. And people say, well, what percentage can I expect out of my sale price? The whole state of New Jersey, including Hunterdon and Somerset County, gets about an average of 97%. So if you put a house out at $500,000, you can expect to get somewhere around $485,000. That's the percentage. Now, that's the final price. If you put it out at $550,000 and it should be $500,000, you're going to sit there for months before you get it down to a point where you're going to get an offer. And then when you finally get the $550,000 to $500,000, you're going to get the 90%. So you're not going to get 97% of an inflated price. And I totally discourage people from doing this. A, you're wasting valuable upfront time, and B, you're showing the potential buyer that it's been on the market for a long time. Most buyers are smart enough to say, what are the days on market for a property? And when they see the property's been on the market for 180 days, and you can tell there's been no offers because the administration is the same as the listing days, well, then they say, why didn't anybody else buy it? Maybe I shouldn't even be looking at it. That's how it's working. Be it Hunterdon, be it Somerset, we have an active market. We have an active market from the buyer side, and we have an active market from the seller side. But what I explained over the last 20 minutes or so is what's happening. What I'm going to explain over the next 20 minutes is why it's happening. And there's an old adage that says, you find a person who knows what's happening and they're always going to have a job. You find a person who knows why that's happening, and they're probably going to be in charge. So I'm going to take you through why it's happening. This is Joe Peters. By the way, I can be reached at 908-238-0118, or you can go onto my website at jpeters.com, and you can get the monthly market analysis or market reports for both Hunterdon and Somerset County. There I also do a Canal Walk version and a Warren Township version. And Warren Township is over near Watchung. We've got a couple of Warrens. So other conditions impacting sales in our area. I'm going to get on to this in about 30 seconds, but first I'm going to play you one more commercial.
Did you know that one in five people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI,
the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
For over 50 years, Hunterton Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterton Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.huntertonhealthcare.org.
Join the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and the Flemington Community Partnership for their Card Club networking event hosted by Northfield Bank on Thursday, September 28th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at Northfield Bank's Flemington office right here on Main Street. For details and to RSVP, visit hunterdon-chamber.org or call 908-782-7115. See you there.
So it's Joe Peters, I'm back, and now we're going to talk about why some of these things are happening. Home purchase demand. We saw an increase in 5% in New Jersey during the month of July. These numbers do run about a month behind, so I was talking about August, but the most current month we have here is July. Giving that third consecutive month of increases and the compounded growth rate of 7% over the last 2 years. That's good news. July's gain was the highest in purchase contracts in that month in the past 12 years, and New Jersey sales have increased 6% year-to-date. That's 6% in units. Activity's been most widely seen in the under 400. These are where your first-time buyers and your millennials are buying. The supply, though, has decreased by 7,100 homes as compared to a year ago, or minus 14%. And there's currently 29,000 fewer, or 40% fewer homes on the market than there was at our peak in 2011. The current unsold inventory in New Jersey sits at 4.3 months, and it was 5.3 a year ago. So the reason it's down is we don't have enough lower-end sales. We're starved for inventory. Current interest rates. Now, you got supply, and I have a lot of people cannot find a house they're looking for, whether they're first-time, second-time, or fourth-time buyers. We're short on inventory. Interest rates are holding just under 4% for a 30-year conventional, and if you're in the 15-year conventional rate, you can get down into the lower 3% rate. The combination of the fear of these rates rising and prices rising, because we're going to see that the prices have gone up over 5% so far this year, is driving this market. If your interest rate merely goes from 4 to 5%, you lose 9% of your buying power. And if at the same time your house price goes up 5 or 6%, now you're losing 15% of your buying power. And that's what's driving the market, fear of this continuing. At the same time, if you take a look at the job rate, you're going to see on a national level, U.S. reached full employment in 2014. The unemployment rate stood at 4.3% in June, and it should be noted that, well, they're counting part-time jobs as full-time. That's not a political statement. It's just the way it's done. The actual unemployment number is more like 8.7%. New Jersey job growth increased by 65,000 in June in 2015, the best in 15 years. And at that pace, we're on track to recover all the jobs lost in a recession by the end of this year, 3 years later than the national average. Finalized numbers show that this number is more in a range of 59,000 and 216. Also good. In March and May, reported large decreases in jobs, resulting in a net increase in resulting in a net increase of jobs for the first 5 months of 2017 of only 100 jobs. But, and that was compared to 15,000, almost 16,000 a year before. In June, we added 24/7, an anomaly, but it boosted us up, and it looks like we're going to have a net gain of 28,000 jobs this year versus 40 the year before. So not as good, but headed in the right direction as long as it continues. So let's just recap. Home sales are up. Interest rates are holding but going to go up. We've had two increases in the Fed already. House prices are up. Jobs are not so bad but not great. And in New Jersey, we have the highest rate of foreclosures in the nation. Why is that? Because we're a judicial state, and it takes a long time, over 1,000 days, to get a house through the short sale and bank-owned process and get it foreclosed on and back on the market. New Jersey still ranks as number one with 4.3%, and it's followed by a few other states that you're probably not interested in, but it's a slight decrease over the prior year. But we're going to have 71,000 foreclosures filed versus 78,000, 77,000 last year. So what's the recap? The recap says last year was not a normal year, not from the elections, not from weather. We didn't even have a winter last year. And 2017 started off a strong increase in the stock markets, still continuing. We broke 22,000 the other day. Interest rates and results increase consumer confidence. That's important. Consumer confidence is more of an emotion than a fact, but we're confident out there consumer-wise. Yet industry forecasters are concerned that the confidence could begin to diminish as interest rates and prices continue to rise. We saw a surge in home sales, but not prices, in Central Jersey in 2016, especially in the under 400 market. But we're plagued with not having enough inventory. We could sell a lot. We could sell twice, three times the amount of houses if we had enough inventory. And that's right up into the $600,000 range. Year over year inventory, 4% rise so far. But it's predicted it should rise by 5%. So, I'm sorry, year over year, we've seen prices rise 4% and should be 5% by the end of the year. We're also seeing people in our home over 10 years thinking about making a change. They didn't change. They typically change around 7 years, but that was in the middle of the recession. So they've held on, and now their equity is in a very advantageous situation. They've got a lot of equity, and it's building up quickly. We're seeing the most effect on prices in the under 400K market. The just over 600K market's holding steady, and the higher up you get, the worse off it gets. And the foreclosures, to some extent, are helping us with the inventory problem. Net-net, as either a seller or a buyer, the time couldn't be better to be in the market. We still have a low but increasing interest rates, a pent-up demand for both buyer and seller viewpoint, and a very active market. Give me a call, Joe Peters, 908-238-0118. As either a buyer or a seller, I work with both. I can help you understand the situation and understand how that situation is impacting you. Now, let's talk about what it takes, because this affects both sides, to buy a house. You really need to have three things. You need to have a job, and I don't mean a job as a greeter at Walmart. I'm not putting that job down. Marilyn aspires to be a greeter at Walmart once she retires. But it doesn't pay a lot of money. You need a job with a professional background that pays a sufficient amount of money so that you can buy a house. You need to be in that job for a while. So the first thing is a job, a good job, and in it for a while. The second thing is you need some credit. You can get into a house with an under 700 credit score, but it's going to cost you more money because you're a higher risk. So what you really want to have is a credit score above 700, And thirdly, you need some down payment and closing money. It costs about 3% to close, and then you probably need a minimum of 3% down payment. But if that's all you're going to put down, you're probably going to have to pay private mortgage insurance. So you probably want to get up to 10, 15, 20% down. So let's just take a round number, 500,000. 10% is 50,000 in cash, 15,000 to close. Need a job, you need decent credit, and you need some money. Now, it gets a little more complicated as a buyer, and you have to understand this as a seller as well, because it tells you where your buyer is going to come from. You, with a front-end ratio, can only spend 30% of your gross money on a mortgage or rent. So to say that, if you were to take a $50,000 salary and multiply it times 12, you'd earn a $5,000 salary, I should say. You'd earn a $5,000 monthly salary is going to allow you at 30% to spend $1,500 on your mortgage. I can tell you pretty confidently you're not going to find what you want for $1,500. And the mortgage includes mortgage, principal, interest, taxes, homeowners, and insurance. So if you want to spend $3,000, you have to have $100,000 in gross income coming into the house. Kind of tough. Kind of tough for that first-time buyer. That's why the buyers are down in the twos and the 300s, because that's all they can afford. And your millennials. Your millennials are typically between 25 and 35 at this point in time, are those people who are probably looking into their phone more times than not, who got a trophy for showing up, that were over-rewarded while through school and spec'd a lot out of life, and are probably not earning a fraction of what we earned two generations ago when we were their age. So we have a restricted earning capability in our buyer pool. And based on that restricting earning capability, it's become tougher and tougher to sell higher priced houses. That's why they're buying the 200 to 300, 300 to 400s. If you're selling a 500 to 600, you better find somebody that's been in their house 20 years and have some equity built up, because a millennial is not going to buy that house. The other thing about millennials, 88% are convinced that, in effect, home ownership is the American dream and they want to do it. But only 80% of them have amassed $5,000 or more. Only 80% of them have savings that are more than $5,000. So that doesn't sound so bad, but it's not much more than $5,000. If you took a look at the amount of savings put together, you're going to find that millennials are spending their money on a lifestyle that is very challenging to their income, and as a result, aren't putting enough money away to buy the house that you want to sell to them. So what you need to do is find a trade-up buyer or a right-sizing buyer who wants the type of house that you're selling. And I think if you take a look at this, you're going to quickly realize that the amount of people that can buy the house that you're selling, if your price point is over $500,000, has diminished greatly over the last 5 to 10 years. As a matter of fact, Hunterdon County has the highest percentage of millennials still living at home of any county in New Jersey. Good news is, hopefully they're putting some money aside. Hopefully they have a job. Probably a quarter of those still living at home aren't working. But the challenge here is, who are you going to sell your house to? And on the other side of the argument, how are you going to afford the house that you want if you're only earning $37,000 a year? The answer is, you're not. And you've got to get into some education that gets you a higher degree of salary. You've got to get into some saving habits that get your money put away so that you can pull the trigger when it is time to buy the house. And then lastly, you have to have a credit score that can support all of that. So remember I said 30% up front? If you earn $5,000 on a monthly basis, all you could spend on a house is $1,500. Well, the back end percentage is 43%. And I just had a fella that came to me. He said, I've got $67,000 in cash. My credit is wonderful. I sent him to a credit guy, and he said he has $67,000 in cash, but he's got a lot of debt. And the back end debt is totally out of proportion. If you take your mortgage, 30%, and all the other debt that you have, student loan, car payment, several credit cards, it can't be more than 43%. So they're going to allow you another 13% of $5,000, or about $650 for all of that rest. If your proportion is out of proportion, you're not going to get a mortgage. I can't say that it's a black and white line, but I will say you're getting into an area where it's getting more and more difficulty. But in the fellow's example that I gave you, he was cash rich but credit poor. He had a lot of outstanding debts. He couldn't get a mortgage. His proportion was up in the 60s. And even though he had cash in his hand, he didn't have the credit to make that 43% back-end mortgage. So 30% up front just for the mortgage, 43% when you add your car, your student loan, and any other credit card obligations if you got in. That's the maximum you can sell. So if you're a buyer, you've got to understand that. If you're a seller, you've got to understand that's who's going to buy your house. And that's one of the conversations I have with a buyer, is who is going to buy your house, I should say, with a seller. You're trying to sell a house for $550,000. In order to take 20% off of that and put it as a down payment, so now you've got roughly $450,000 somebody has to pay mortgage payment on, plus the taxes, tough in Hunterdon County, plus any homeowners association and insurance. And you can only be 30% of your take home, and I should say of your gross, got to allow for a car payment, got to allow for some other credit cards. Your buying pool is dwindling, and we have to understand that, and we have to market correctly. Now, what do I do differently here? Working with Coldwell Banker, we have access to who is looking and moving into your territory, so we can market to them. For example, we did a study on Warren, New Jersey. Warren is right next to Watchung. We found out that the people moving into Warren were coming from Brooklyn. Not only were they coming from Brooklyn, they're coming from Bensonhurst, Brooklyn. We started advertising so that we could bring cash-ready buyers into the Warren area. Sitting here in Clinton Township, we may take a look and discover that the people moving into Clinton Township are coming in from Middlesex and Union. And they're coming out here because, A, they want the quality of life, but, B, they want the price of the house to be attractive, and, C, they love the schools. So it's a great place to live with great schools. But we've got to identify your buyer. We've got to market to that buyer in a way where they're going to recognize us as an option, and then we have to get them interested in your house. So it's not as complicated as it seems, but it's also not as easy as you would think. There's a lot of moving parts. There's a lot of competition at the higher end. That's what makes it longer to sell a house. And what it truly takes is a seasoned real estate executive who can help you understand how to price your house, how to market your house, and how to sell your house in this challenging environment. My name is Joe Peters. You can give me a call at 908-238-0118. I'd be more than happy to talk to you about this. And before we break, I'm going to play my commercial one more time so that you've got all of that information, and then we'll play one more paid commercial, and we're out of here. I'll see you next week with a 55-plus subject matter.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
The president's action during these times demonstrate why he's a true leader who can bring the country together and get things done for the American people.
White House spokeswoman Sarah Huckabee Sanders in today's press conference touting the leadership of President Trump during dual hurricanes. Sanders also responded to questions from the media regarding the firing of James Comey after former Trump advisor Steve Bannon thought it was a political mistake.
The president is proud of the decision that he made. The president was 100% right in firing James Comey.
Federal and state officials now determining the significant damage in the southern part of Florida from Hurricane Irma. FEMA head Brock Long says it could be weeks before people living in the Florida Keys can go home.
We're having to go down and make sure that it's a safe place for people to return so that we don't have loss of life after Irma passes through.
President Trump will travel to Florida on Thursday to view the damage. USA Radio News.
All day long you hear ads for prostate pills, all promising to end your prostate troubles fast and easy. But how do you know which pills really work and which ones are garbage? The answer is ProstateReport.com. We took every prostate pill on the market, all the top brands, and spent a fortune to have them laboratory tested to see what is really in each brand. The results were jaw-dropping. You'll be shocked when you see what garbage some of the leading brands are really selling you. So go to ProstateReport.com and see the lab reports and reviews the prostate pill companies don't want you to see. Find out which pills really work and which ones are just a big waste of money. This website is already a blockbuster, and right now, this information is still absolutely free. So say goodbye to your prostate problems once and for all. Go to ProstateReport.com. That's ProstateReport.com.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
The president's action during these times demonstrate why he's a true leader who can bring the country together and get things done for the American people.
White House spokeswoman Sarah Huckabee Sanders in today's press conference touting the leadership of President Trump during dual hurricanes. Sanders also responded to questions from the media regarding the firing of James Comey after former Trump advisor Steve Bannon thought it was a political mistake.
The president is proud of the decision that he made. The president was 100% right in firing James Comey.
Federal and state officials now determining the significant damage